In the United States, debate continues on an immigration reform bill making its way through the nation's Congress. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has consistently supported comprehensive immigration reform. Kevin Appleby, Director of Migration Policy and Public Affairs for the USCCB, spoke with Christopher Wells about the bishops' priorities for the reform of the United States immigration policy.
In the U.S. Senate right now, starting today, they'll be taking up amendments to a large bipartisan package which overhauls the immigration system in the United States, brings people out of the shadows, allows them to legalize, creates programs whereby persons can come legally, both high-skilled and low-skilled, and sort of recast the legal immigration system in this country. Likelihood is the Senate will pass some version of the bill. It remains to be seen what that will look like. And the other chamber, the House of Representatives, are struggling to get a process going. There are some in the House who want just enforcement increased and others who want more of a bipartisan comprehensive package. So it remains to be seen how it will play out in the House. If all goes well, we'll have a bill out of the House by August 1st and a bill to the President after both chambers reconcile their differences, probably September, October timeframe.
And the bishops have spoken out very strongly about some of the issues of immigration reform. Could you talk just a little bit about what are the bishops' primary concerns, what are their guiding principles when they're talking about reforming the immigration system?
The bishops issued a pastoral letter 10 years ago, actually, with the Mexican bishops called Strangers No Longer. And it outlines five principles that would guide our judgment on public policies toward migrants. One would be the right to not to migrate, which means to stay in your homelands and support your families and dignity. Second would be the right to migrate. Third would be that a sovereign has a right to protect its borders. Fourth would be that refugees and asylum seekers should be protected. And fifth, that the undocumented, that their rights and dignity be respected. And so we look at every piece of legislation through that lens. What we're looking for in this bill is certainly to bring 11 million undocumented out of the shadows and get them right by the law, have them legalized. We also are looking for the creation of legal avenues so low-skilled workers who currently cross the border at risk of their lives and sometimes die in the desert can come through legally to work in different jobs. And also preservation of family unity, keeping families together. Keeping family unity as the cornerstone of our immigration system is of primary importance to the bishops. So those are the three main elements we're pursuing right now.
And with regard to the specific proposals that have already been advanced, are there certain areas of concern, and also are there certain areas that are appreciated by the bishops?
Well, certainly the path to citizenship included in the Senate bill is something that we strongly support, as well as other changes in the legal immigration system. We're concerned that, of course, enforcement for some here is the only answer to this issue. So there's amendments that are going to be offered over the next 2 weeks that would try to increase border enforcement, make the path to citizenship contingent upon, you know, blockading the border, essentially. And we're going to strongly oppose those amendments and any weakening of the path to citizenship, for example, cutting people off or imposing requirements that are impossible to meet.
Along those lines, you know, a lot of people may criticize the bishops' involvement as being overly partisan. What would you say to that kind of criticism?
Actually, I haven't heard that criticism. Some might say that about other issues that the bishops are involved in. I mean, the bishops, you know, work on both sides of the aisle here. Nothing we have done to date has indicated that we favor one party over the other. I think that those who might say that are opposed to the bishops' position generally and would like to cast the bishops as either liberal or otherwise, which is really an endemic problem in our church, frankly, you know, that, you know, political frameworks are placed upon the church's positions, and that's certainly not the case. The bishops go where they want to protect human life and human dignity, and generally work with those who want to meet those goals as well. So I really don't know where that criticism may be coming from, other than it's they don't like the fact that the bishops are involved in an issue they disagree with.
So it really is the bishops protecting their core principles without being involved in the partisan politics of a given issue, in this case, in the immigration issue.
Yes, of course. And I'd like whoever is criticizing us to point to where we've shown partisan tendencies on this issue. We're willing to work with anyone from any party in order to advance the bishop's position through Congress. So some might think we shouldn't work with some legislators because they have positions on other issues that we strongly disagree with. You know, if that were the case, we wouldn't be working with anyone, because there's legislators out there who don't agree with us 100% on all issues.
And are there any other issues with regard to immigration reform apart from specific legislation? Are there some specific initiatives that the bishops are working on in the field of immigration to help immigrants and to help those who are coming into the United States?
Well, the Catholic Church in the United States has been helping to integrate immigrants since the founding of the country. I mean, the church has grown with the United States. You know, immigrants, when they need assistance, will go to family first and then friends and then maybe the church after. So we're one of the first receivers. So those efforts are ongoing in our Catholic Charities and our other agencies, our social service programs, our parishes, et cetera, where we're receiving immigrants. They come to assist us. I mean, they come to help for help, and we try to assist them. Now, if they're out of status, sometimes the only way we can help them or their loved ones is if we change the law or try to change the law, and that's really exactly what we're trying to do right now. So the church is involved in all aspects of migration ministry, detention ministries, helping to keep families together, providing basic assistance to immigrants, and that's an ongoing task.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the current news on the immigration front?
Well, only that, you know, this is an issue that is important to the church in the United States. I mean, immigrants are Catholic. A large percentage are Catholic. So, you know, it's a justice issue, but it's also an institutional issue on the level of we have members of our faith who are in need of assistance, and that's what we're trying to do to respond to those needs within the confines of the law. So it's only a natural for the Church in the United States and the Church Universal to defend the rights of migrants.